With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Time right now to be joined by a man who'd love to see an Aztec win the Masters. A man who loves the fact that his San Diego Padres are in first place. Brought to us by Lolita's Mexican Restaurant, serving San Diego's finest Mexican food since 1984. It's the coach, John Quintero. Coach, what's going on? Did you sleep last night, or were you just so excited that you were too restless being in first place all by your lonesome?
Let's put it this way. I stayed up a little bit later last night than I normally do.
Yeah.
You got pretty fired up, and I told every one of my neighbors that was out and about today, hey, did you watch the Padre game last night? They're in first place. And some people looked at me and said, yeah, but it's early. I go, it doesn't matter. They're in first place. They're a game up, and they got an opportunity to do some damage tonight, so make sure you tune in.
That's the whole idea of this, coach, right now. We understand it's early. But to not enjoy what is happening with the Padres is to be missing out on some fun stuff right now, right?
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, they're playing good. I mean, last night, you talk about having some intestinal fortitude. They're up 6-1. All of a sudden, things go awry. And normally in the past, we've seen the Padres, especially in Arizona, Chris. I mean, they give up a big lead. They usually end up getting beat or trounced in the last couple of innings. They find a way to get it done last night. Manny Margot hits that home run. I mean, I like a lot of the things I'm seeing right now. And how about Avila last night making his major league debut after that first inning? He was absolutely fantastic.
Retired 12 in a row and kind of just matched what Chris Paddock and Nick Margavich did before him. Tonight, Paddock throws for the Padres. But this is our Lolita's High School Spotlight segment, Coach. Time to talk a little high school sports and talking about baseball. Getting into this deep into this high school baseball season, what do you have for us this week?
Well, Chris, you know, I'll tell you, I think in the county the best matchup this week was Poway and Rancho Bernardo, and they split their two games. Rancho Bernardo came back after losing earlier in the week to Poway. They won yesterday, and they're going to play. I think the final game of that series will be on May 7th. So that very well may decide their league title. But, you know, the real big news in high school right now is a lot of athletes, primarily in football, transferring. There was a big story yesterday that Lincoln High was the recipient of getting three transfers, one from Eastlake, one from Westview, and the other from San Marcos. And, you know, I'm not pointing a finger at Lincoln. I think anytime you have a good program, you're going to get athletes that are going to want to transfer in there for a variety of different reasons. But, you know, the one thing that I would say, and I've seen this trend in all sports, it's just not football. It's definitely in basketball, baseball, a lot of the club sports, because kids are playing with other kids from other areas, and they get to be friends, and hey, come to my high school, and then they transfer. And of course, if they're transferring without their parents, you know, getting a job or moving into that area legally, the kids have to sit out for 30 days. But, you know, there's also rules that allow kids to transfer without having to sit out. And you could talk to Jerry Schneep about all the particulars on that. But, you know, I think the big thing that people have to realize when they make that move, you're uprooting your kids from a lot of their friends that they've gone to elementary school, junior high, and maybe their early years of high school. You're also, I think, you know, you may be going from a good program to what you consider a great program, but you may go to that program and things may not work out the way you think. You may not be the star of that team. You may be a nice player or a complimentary player, but you may not be the star of that team if you would have maybe stayed at your original high school. So, you know, I think the grass isn't always greener, and I think people need to be aware of that. And if they're going to toy with making a change, they really need to do their due diligence and make sure when they do make that move, if they make that move, it definitely is going to work out, hopefully, in the long term. Because I've seen a lot of these things go really awry, because guys think, their parents think they're going to be stars going to a school that has a lot of talent. It doesn't work out. Then they're bitter, and those kids' careers over, where if it had stayed where they originally were, they could maybe be showcased a little bit more and get a little bit more notoriety around town.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, but a lot of, I think, misconception happens in the sense where parents and the kids themselves and coaches feel like you have to be at a certain place in order to be discovered, to get to the next level, etc. And I think that that is a misconception, because I have always found in the long run that if you can play whatever sport it is you're playing, wherever you're playing it, if you can play, somebody will find you and they'll get your scholarship and you'll get your chance to go play at the next level and you'll get your opportunity. Just go play the best you can wherever you can. And I, that falls on deaf ears now, because everybody wants to go to certain places, but it's still the truth, isn't it?
Well, I've always been a believer in that. And I'll also tell you this. You know, football is a little bit different than the other sports, because all the other sports now, it doesn't matter whether we're talking volleyball, lacrosse, baseball, basketball, whatever. They all have club sports. And quite frankly, the way the NCAA regulates the rules, where you can only have X amount of times to evaluate players, coaches are going to go to these big tournaments where they can see a kid play two or three times in one day, or maybe four or five times over a two-day period, and they only get charged for 2 days. They come to a high school baseball game, that counts as a day of recruiting, and they're only seeing the kid maybe get three at-bats, and who knows, maybe that kid ends up getting hit by a pitch, walks, so they've only seen him bat one time, so that hurts. But in football, you know, you don't have club sports, and, you know, I think that with football, you go to a lot of these camps now, these summer camps. There's a lot of 7-on-7, I think, where guys are getting spotted. But more than anything else, outside of football, the scholarships nowadays pretty much come out of club sports. And that's good and bad, and I'll tell you why. Because I think the high school coaches, they don't have as much say with the players as they once did. It seems like these club coaches have a lot more say, and quite frankly, there are a lot of really, really good club coaches in the variety of different sports, but there's also a lot of guys and gals out there coaching. That's all they're doing right now, and that's not bad, as long as they're still putting the best interest of the player at heart. That's got to be number one. It can't be about how much money you put in your pocket.
Yeah, I wish more people cared about the kids than cared about, you know, we're living vicariously through them. I think that's one of the issues. But Coach John Quintero, it's Friday High School Spotlight. Appreciate you joining us as always, Coach. I know you'll be back on the air tomorrow with a little Padre pregame. By the way, I have the early edge on you this year. I'm 5-1 on pre and post games. I don't know what your record is, but I've been performing very at a very high rate on the pre and post games so far this year.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. You do a great job. I enjoy listening to you. I listened to you last night on my way to KUSI, and you know, I'll try to get a few more in that left column rather than the right column going forward.
We'll see you tomorrow, Coach, with a pregame show prior to tomorrow's game. Thanks, as always. We'll catch up to you soon. The Coach John Quintero, brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Restaurant, serving Mexican food the best in San Diego since 1984.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.